Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Hello, podcasters. Welcome to, look, what could be the last podcast of 2023.
Ellie puts it together every day, the podcast. She works really hard on it, and she said that our final show, she kind of wants to clock off at 6 and not bother putting the podcast together. So if we do get one more after this,
yep,
we're going to title it Bonus Episode.
Exactly.
Even though it was a regular, normal show,
yep,
for Ellie it will feel like she's doing extra work.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be lucky to get it.
Maybe we call it overtime.
Yeah, well, it will be.
Because it will
be. If I'm staying, like, I knock off for the year 6 p.m. tomorrow. If I'm staying back a second after that to do the podcast.
5.5 hours her work day, everybody.
Oh, I'm putting in a time sheet.
With a lunch break.
6.5, okay.
I used to make fun of you, remember, early this year.
Yeah.
Because you'd rock up at midday.
Yeah.
You'd sit down and go, all right, time to make a coffee.
That was before I had the coffee machine. Now I've got the coffee machine at home. It's, you know.
So the first half an hour of your day used to be coffee. And then yep, the next hour used to be you having lunch.
Yeah.
So really work wouldn't start till 1, 1:30.
I always usually, apart from if we go out for lunch, we'll just eat lunch at my desk while working.
Fair. Tomorrow, we're going out for lunch.
True.
Final day of the year. We got a little lunch.
Got a little lunch. Just a show lunch.
Yeah, if you see us at Cotton Tree. If you see us at the Cotton Tree Beach Bar, no, you did not. Okay? Those are two very good looking people, but not Ellie and Taz.
No, definitely not. We've got work to do, obviously.
That's right.
Should we try and rope other people into going? Everyone else has already got lunches tomorrow,
don't they? I booked the table for two.
Oh, cute.
It's cute.
Adorbs.
They've got candles. They're going to bring you a birthday cake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll take that. Do I have to pretend it's my birthday?
Yes.
Is it?
12.
Oh, it's closer to you. Oh, no, it's not closer to you. It's still closer to my birthday than it is to your birthday. Just.
Do you know my birthday?
Yeah.
When's my birthday?
3rd of February.
How do you know that?
Because I know things about you.
Stalker. It's on my Facebook, isn't it?
As if I'd go to your Facebook and study your Facebook to learn that.
How have you learned it then?
I just know stuff about you.
I don't remember your birthday and it was like 2 weeks ago.
That's true.
October?
No.
November 14th.
Incorrect month and date.
November 15th. Is it in the teens?
Doesn't matter, bro.
I put so much effort into your birthday,
exactly,
and I just didn't remember the day at all. I just went, it's next Thursday.
That's why I've had to clock yours, because I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have to do something for your birthday because you did something for my birthday.
What are you going to do for my birthday?
I haven't thought about it yet.
You haven't even thought about the wrap you're supposed to do tomorrow.
I know. God, I'm leaving everything to the last minute, which means that let's wrap up this podcast intro.
Let's do it. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
That song is dedicated to anyone who's returned home to the sunny coast for the holidays. Welcome back. We've missed you. Or if you are not from here and you're heading back somewhere else for Christmas, enjoy yourself. Play that song on the plane.
Yeah,
maybe,
100%.
Or maybe not what I do when I go to my hometown.
Lame. Hey, if you're visiting the sunny coast at the moment, yes, it does look this good all year.
Oh, it's a bit cloudy. Usually it's a bit sunnier than this.
Actually, yeah, it looks better than this for the rest of the three. This is actually our worst day of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're new here, yeah.
Exactly. Hey, we're Ellie and Taz. This is 91.9 CFM. And if there's anything you know about me, Sunny Coast, it's that I love myself a Macca's cheeseburger.
Do you really?
Oh, that would legitimately be my death row meal. If I was sitting there about to go to the firing squad or however they do it these days,
yeah,
and they say, Ellie, what can we get you? I'll say, cheeseburger and fries from old Mickey D's.
Make
place.
It a large.
Make it a. You know what? Let's. I'm not calorie counting. I'm about to die.
Do the double cheeseburger. Why not?
No.
Oh, put your finger away.
So
Stop
sorry.
Pointing at me.
So sorry to point at you. No. Because a double cheeseburger, the bread to meat ratio is off.
Can you not get double bread?
Well, then it would be like a Big Mac situation. No, the way around that, sure. If you're hungry, then you just have two cheeseburgers.
This is a tangent, by the way. This isn't actually what we're supposed to be talking about.
Well, you can chuck on a chicken and cheese as well, because that's also delicious. Okay. But no, the top ordered items on the McDonald's menu.
Here we go.
Across Australia.
So this is Australia only, because I know Macca's overseas is different. They sell other weird stuff.
They've got some quirky things in different countries, for sure. But no, this is just Australia, and they're looking back at the year that's been and what we've all been ordering.
Have you got a top five situation?
I've got a top three late night menu favourites situation. So these are items ordered between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m.
Oh, jeez.
So for everyone who's headed home from Ocean Street.
I'm asleep by then. Sorry. 9 o'clock, I'm in bed.
I can confirm I've probably contributed to this statistic once or twice. The cheeseburgers were on there, of course, fries,
yes.
And the most ordered item across the country.
Ice creams.
No.
Big Macs.
No.
McChicken.
No.
Nugs.
Nah.
Oh, no.
It's a surprising one.
Just a Coke.
A Macca's hash brown.
What? No.
Yeah,
I guess I do all day drinking. I've been with many a drunk girl,
responsibly, who has said, get me some hash browns.
Can you get those overnight?
Yeah, you can get them all day these days.
I don't think about the hash browns at all after 10:30.
It's a good side. It's a good side to have. The soft serve clone with a Cadbury flake is the most popular late night dessert. And the McCrispy has been said, I don't actually know what a McCrispy is, which makes me feel disappointed in my Macca's knowledge.
That's how old you are. You've fallen out of what's the in circles to do with Macca's ordering.
Yeah, exactly. Another interesting stat that this study has revealed.
Here we go. The last one.
Don't worry.
Wow.
I'll wrap up soon. Is they've divided each state as to whether they're a hamburger state or a cheeseburger state. What do you think Queensland
is? Definitely a cheeseburger
Absolutely
state.
Absolutely, we are. However, I'm shocked at the amount of states that are not cheeseburger states.
Okay, no, this is actually the best part of the talking that we've done so far.
Okay.
What break down the states for us? Cheeseburger states, Queensland?
Yep.
NT?
Yep.
WA?
No, disappointingly, my hometown has let me down.
And
their hamburgers.
Everywhere else will be a hamburger state.
Correct, except for one.
South Australia.
No. It's actually surprised me, this one.
Tasmania.
No.
Canberra.
No. No, you're running out of states. Victoria, Queensland and NT are cheeseburger states. Everywhere else is a stupid, boring hamburger state.
Good look at yourself,
so
everywhere
else.
I take
it back. Everyone who I spoke to at the start of this being like, oh, like if you're from other states and you're visiting here, welcome. No, if you're a hamburger person, no thank you.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I love social media, all right? It came out when I was in my teens. I feel like MSN was the thing and then Facebook came along. I was like 15, 16. We grew up with Facebook and Instagram, and then our parents started joining, and now our grandparents are on the platform, and now it's not cool anymore.
Instagram.
It's all just memes and reels and stuff. Take me back to statuses and becoming a fan of things.
Take me back to MSN.
Oh,
when
Farmville.
The boy that you like logged on for the evening.
Doodling.
That was your night.
Doodling. Doodling. Actually, the MSN Messenger tone is also my text tone on
my
phone at the moment.
Yeah, that's very nerdy but cute.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So social media's taken another thing from us heading into Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need you to call Sunny Coast 545-11919. Do you have a string of Christmas cards up this year? I think social media has completely taken away Christmas cards. No one's doing them.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
You used to have 30, if not 40 Christmas cards at home when you were growing up. Around the Christmas tree, people would put the strings up and you'd hang them, remember?
Yeah.
Up and around and you'd fill a wall maybe.
Is it social media that's ruining it or is it people being more environmentally friendly? You know, saving the environment, less paper.
That's cardboard is really killing all the turtles. It could be less paper. I think it's social media. I think we're so in touch with everybody all the time.
Yeah.
You don't feel the need to reach out at Christmas time, fill out a Christmas card.
Well, I'd be interested to see if school kids are still doing it. Because I remember early December.
I've never written one.
Really?
I don't.
Because in school we'd get a candy cane from like our classmates and
a card.
And it often would just be for some kid you've never spoken to, and it's like, to Ellie from Dylan.
Thanks, Derek.
Like, okay, thank you, Dylan. Your mum's obviously made you do this for every kid in the class. But I appreciate the candy cane because I was a chubby kid.
Is anybody still doing Christmas cards at the moment? Have you got them up at home? 545-11919. Or if we get no calls, proving me right. So let's go to Budrum. We got Alison. Hello, Alison.
Hello.
How many Christmas cards have you got at home?
20.
20?
From your classmates?
Yeah.
Oh, so it is still a thing at school,
Tassie. Yeah, definitely. They're still doing it at school. All right, Avery. G'day, Avery.
Hi.
Avery, are you getting Christmas cards at school as well?
Yeah, I've got heaps.
How many? Give us a ballpark figure.
Probably about 30, maybe.
And so is every kid in your class giving you a card?
Well, not every kid in my class, but most kids in my grade.
Yeah, right. Gee, the most whole kids grade's in the grade, doing Christmas
cards. Thank you, Avery. Maybe it's just maybe I'm not getting Christmas cards because I don't have kids.
Maybe.
Maybe that's the secret. Let's go to Levi. Are you calling us from the pool, Levi?
Hello. Yes, I am.
You're in the pool at the moment.
Yeah, just got out.
Okay.
Good. Well, thank you for getting out of the pool to talk to us, Levi. Are you getting Christmas cards this year, bud?
Yes, I am. Yes, I have. I've got seven.
Seven.
So what happens is I send and receive Christmas cards.
Yeah.
And then I send Christmas calendars too. Calendars for 2024.
Levi, what do we have to do to get a Christmas calendar from you?
Just be related.
Be related.
Okay.
Well, we can't do that.
I'll get in touch with Ancestry.com and try to find a link between you and me, Levi. Okay?
Oh, we're both related to Napoleon.
Yeah, okay.
We've gone all the way far. Back.
Yeah, okay. Cool, Ellie. You get in touch when you've done that. Krista, are you still doing Christmas cards?
No, I don't do Christmas cards. But my mum, who's in her 70s,
yes,
she does. She gets Christmas cards and sends them. I do a Christmas meme on Christmas Day to everyone.
Krista, can we hang on? Yeah. Would everybody get the Christmas meme? Like, or is it a family in joke?
No, all my friends and family, whoever I'm friends on Facebook with, they will get my meme.
Can we get a copy of your Christmas meme, Krista?
Oh, I'm sure I can send it to you.
Can you send it to us on Instagram? Because Ellie and I have a secret club on our Instagram page. It's like a couple of hundred of just our all-time favourites that you can join at any time, Sunny Coast, and we'd love to share your Christmas meme.
Okay.
That is such a 21st century way to do Christmas, you know? Imagine 10 years ago being like, I don't have a Christmas card, I've got a Christmas meme. Everyone would be like, what are you talking about?
What is a meme?
Yeah. Good on you, Krista. I love that. Thank you for your call.
Let's go to Caloundra. We got Naomi, are you still doing Christmas cards?
Look, not me personally. I don't like enough people to be doing Christmas cards. But my mum is obsessed with Christmas cards.
Really? So, okay, there's a theme here. It's the older generation that are getting involved.
Or kids.
Yeah, definitely the older generation. But my two boys get a lot from school. My four-year-old still goes to kindy and he's managed to get a few this year too. So,
I'm glad that tradition's still going. That's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Naomi, if we do a Christmas card, we'll send you one, okay? Adult to adult.
I appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
Not too old, not too young, right in the sweet spot of not card givers.
Right.
We will, we'll start a club.
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz for the drive.
Fitting that we go from a song that started on TikTok to a TikTok trend. People have worked out a bit of a theory as to maybe why they're being dumped. Mostly women posting videos of this thing called the shoe theory.
Okay, I'm all for a good dating theory.
Here we go. Have a listen. This is the shoe theory.
I have been hearing about the shoe theory from my mom since I was young. And it essentially says that if you gift someone a pair of shoes, they will eventually walk out on you. In other words, you don't really want to gift your significant others or your loved ones a pair of shoes, because that means that you're destined for a breakup or that your relationship might eventually fizzle out.
Wow, that's a depressing outlook.
Isn't it? You buy your partner a pair of shoes, they will use those shoes to walk out on you.
I did a quick count. My partner, Dan, has bought me 5 pairs of shoes in our relationship.
Oh, my gosh.
I've bought him one.
Gee, so you're running away, really, with all those shoes.
Well, to be fair, most of them are running shoes. Apart from a pair of Birks, can't run very well in those.
I mean, it's got nothing in it. It's just a load of crap, really, isn't it? There is an influencer that shared that she bought her now ex a pair of shoes last Christmas. He broke up with her the following week. And to add insult to injury, he then listed those shoes on the secondhand fashion website Depop.
Well, that's fair enough. You got to get your money back.
Why can't he wear the shoes?
Because he bought them for her.
She bought him them.
Oh, yeah.
And then he broke up with her and then listed the shoes straight away on a website.
Well, hey, from what I've heard, there's a lot of science behind the shoe theory. So
the origin of this theory is basically that in Chinese, the word for shoes sounds the same as the word for bad luck. So hopefully you didn't get someone a pair of shoes this holiday season. But if you don't like someone and want them out of your life.
Oh, my gosh. If that's how we're living life, words that sound like other words, we're all screwed.
It rhymes. The word shoe rhymes with bad luck, and therefore you shouldn't be gifting anybody shoes for Christmas. So if you have, you've wrapped shoes, you got them under the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
You've been warned.
You're getting dumped next year. Absolutely. Do you know what? I'm just happy I got my Birks. I'm quite happy with my Birks.
I don't want to
dump my boyfriend, even though he's given me 5 pairs of shoes.
Maybe 6 this Christmas.
Well, fingers crossed, I could do with some new Birks.
It's Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. 85, and now 90. I can see 95. It's a steal, ladies and gentlemen. And final call, sold. Marketplace Wars with Ellie and Taz.
Yeah, yes. Look, if we're going to buy houses next year, Tassie, then we've got to get used to being in like an auction pricing scenario. So
that's
good practice.
Bring the hammer down on that. 3 items from Marketplace. You just got to guess closer than your opposition, Ellie. Mm-hmm. And your opposition, please welcome them to the stage. From Mooloola Valley, we got Amber. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Amber. How do you go generally at pricing things in your life?
Well, I'm not really good at that, but I'm more of a haggler. So if something's on there that I want, then I'll try to talk them down and it normally goes my way.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Will that skill help you here? I don't know. We're about to find out.
We are about to find out. 3 Marketplace items, 3 weird stuff that the Sunny Coast is trying to sell. Item number 1, closest to the pin will get a point. And Ellie can start it off. We have... from Lauren, this is a bit of a Christmas-themed one.
Oh, okay.
Genuine reindeer skin.
Oh, my goodness. What do you do with genuine reindeer skin?
I do not know. Lauren wants to get rid of it. How much does she want for the reindeer skin?
$350? Is that expensive for reindeer skin? I don't know.
Like... okay, Amber, what do you think?
I'm going to go $250.
Oh, she's good at this. $190 could score you the reindeer skin.
Wow, that's some cheap reindeer skin.
Amber's 1 point on the board already. All right, item number 2. This is right up Ellie's alley this time around. She loves a cheeseburger.
I do.
What about a retro 80s cheeseburger telephone? Quirky retro cheeseburger telephone being sold by Polly. How much does Polly want from the telephone?
She wants $50. Amber, what do you reckon?
I'm gonna go 100.
Oh, she's doubled me. The haggler's doubled me.
All right, Amber, it would have been good this time to lock in $51 because it was $60 was the cheeseburger telephone.
It's an expensive phone.
Retro, quirky.
So tiebreaker.
This is very important, Amber. I'm going to help you out as much as I can because I want you to win the family pass to Wildlife HQ. All right, this is actually really good if you have a gender reveal coming up.
Of course.
You're prepping for a gender reveal party. Talia is selling pink gender reveal powder. It's about 2 litres worth of pink gender reveal powder. How much is that going to set you back?
$20.
Amber, were you going to say 20 as well, did you say?
Yeah, I was.
I'm going to give you that because you're both bang on. $20!
Amber!
We've never seen this before. We're going to need another tiebreaker. Here we go. Last item. We've never done this.
Yeah.
A Wiggles signed skivvy by the entire Wiggles lineup. There's about 10 signatures, so Captain Feathersword must be on this.
Yeah.
How much is... it going for on Marketplace?
I'm going to say 150.
Amber?
I'm going to go 200.
200 is an absolute steal. $1,000.
Stop it!
The Wiggles signed skivvy.
You've done it, Amber.
Well done, Amber.
You've bloody beaten me. Congratulations. Just true to form, you tried to haggle them down from 1,000 to 200 for a signed Wiggles skivvy. To be fair, that's probably all it's worth.
You've got the family pass to Wildlife HQ, native, exotic, iconic, next to the big pineapple. That's yours.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And I want to preface this by just doing a blanket warning. Drink responsibly, Sunshine Coast, okay? Drinking too much is never a great idea, and especially over the holiday season, we don't want any funny business going on.
No, 100%, no funny business. Absolutely zero of that. Zero funny business.
However, sometimes...
what funny business did you get up to?
After a few responsible beverages, silly things happen. And people think that they can do silly things.
Yes.
And that's...
they're great stories on the radio as
yes,
well.
Yes,
these
exactly.
funny business stories.
It's happened down in Sydney. A video's just gone viral. Three gals.
Oh,
yeah, the gals.
Yeah, the gals.
Out for their work Christmas party drinks.
Is it Mum's Gone Wild?
Yeah, it's very much so Mum's
yeah,
Gone Wild
go.
By the look of these ladies. They had finished the work party drinks and it was a hot day down mm-hmm. in Sydney.
Yeah.
So they decided it'd be a good idea to hold hands and jumped fully clothed into the Sydney Harbour right underneath the bridge.
Wow.
Which is illegal, apparently.
Yeah.
Not ideal. There's heaps of bull sharks in there.
Yeah.
Not really good water quality.
No.
Just not a great idea. So the video's gone viral. Everyone's commented on it being like, you should not be doing that. Police have now issued a warning.
Wow.
Saying it is not safe to swim in Sydney Harbour. You should not be doing this.
Yeah.
But it's just the gals being gals.
Oh, just the gals.
You know, a couple of rosés at the Christmas party and they just wanted to go for a quick dip. A
couple of rosés for Rosie.
Yes.
What silly things did you get up to and maybe you thought was a good idea after a couple of responsible beverages?
Responsible, of course.
545-11919.
My list for this is rather long.
We want to hear yours, Sunny Coast, before we get Ellie on the couch and start delving into the reasons.
I've got quite a long laundry list here.
Here we go.
Of examples.
Here we go, everybody.
There was the time that I decided it would be fun to do a turtle-themed dance party and got everyone to put the outdoor chairs on their backs as if they were turtles and dance like turtles.
How did that go down?
Someone tripped over and hurt themselves. All the time that a couple of friends and I took a bunch of boys back to our hotel room
yes.
in Cairns.
And then you said, hey, pick up that chair, put that on your back. Show us your dance moves.
No, same year though, and same group of friends. Now you mention it. No, we made them all do a talent quest.
God, I couldn't think of anything worse.
They all had to get up, show us their talent.
What were the talents they brought to the show?
Oh, it was actually great. Some great talent in the room.
Magic.
One guy like did the whole eyelids, pulled his eyelids back. And
oh yeah.
Did that.
Yes.
Another guy, his talent was just stopping the fan with his arm.
Oh,
yeah!
Actually, that's impressive.
Yeah, it was a good time. And then we finished up and said, all right, thank you for your talents. See you later. Sent them all home. That was a good time.
They do not talk about this
no,
night
they
anymore.
They saw us the next night and they were like, oh, God, not those chicks
Stay
again.
Stay away from them.
Get away from
Talent
them.
Quest people.
Abby from Biwa, your big party animal.
been a few years since I've had kids now, Ellie, but I used to be.
Okay, back in the day. That's
hey.
All right. That's all right. We can take a back in the day story. What do you think was a good idea after a few drinks?
So I would say after a few drinks, but it was definitely the consumption of alcohol. It was my sister's 21st birthday. I was 18, thinking that I was better than everyone. And she said, go on then, do 21 Jaeger shots for my 21st
oh
birthday.
Oh, my God.
My parents bought a brand new car the day beforehand. And I did the 21 Jaeger shots and spewed all down inside their brand new window, like their window, like down in between the doors and the windows.
Oh, no.
They had to get the whole door taken off to get it cleaned out.
Oh, my gosh. That is, like, I would have thought you spewed
just
the inside.
Just send it back to the factory.
Down, like, spewed down inside there.
They had to get the door taken off.
Yeah.
That is...
They'd like to take it to a mechanic and get the insides of the doors taken off to get in to get all the spew out. I wasn't popular for a long time.
No, that is a deep, deep clean if I've ever heard it. Wow, Abby. And have you ever touched Jaeger since? That's one of those stories
yeah,
that you never touched again.
Yeah. Even the smell of it makes me sick to this day. I'm 28. 10 years later and it still makes me sick.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
So your sister would be about 31 or something, Abby?
Yep.
So at her birthday this year, 31 shots?
Oh, look, we had a 30th in January of this year and there was no shots involved on my part.
Yeah, no,
you
enough.
Looked around and went, where's the newest car? Who's bought the newest car?
We've got nieces and nephews that are 18 now, so we're putting them to the test.
Oh, gosh.
Drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly, please.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home. On 91.9 CFM.